You got any fantasy football questions, send them in. We're going to get in contact with Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Fantasy. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. We had the game last night, obviously, with the Browns and the Steelers, as that didn't produce a ton of fantasy. Although you got something from Odell Beckham. Those of you that have had Odell Beckham, you probably have been a little frustrated, I would say, right? Well, at least you got something yesterday. That was one of those where maybe you can trade him now. Maybe he becomes trade value now. He had that big game yesterday, the big catch, the big touchdown.
Big O, we got Mr. Pianowski.
I love it. Scotty P. Scott Pianowski. Hey. Follow him on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. Catch his work there at Yahoo Fantasy. Scotty, it's been a while, baby. How you been?
I'm good, Big O. It's good to hear your voice, man.
It is great to hear you, my man. So let me ask you, if you've got Odell Beckham, are you trying to trade him at a high right now since he had a half-decent game yesterday?
Yeah, if you can get something, I'm not sure you can. The thing is, they can't get him going in the end zone, and that's the problem. And you see other elements of the offense working. Chubb's had a decent season. Hunt's been pretty good, better than I expected since he came back. I'm a Chubb apologist, and I wasn't sure what Hunt would be ready to do, but he's been pretty good. But Beckham and Mayfield just haven't been on the same page all year. I know part of that probably lies at the feet of Freddie Kitchens, but I'm not expecting Odell Beckham to be a difference maker the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, with that, the way things have, I think really the running back is the one position you can count on that team, right? And then Landry also, because of PPR purposes, at times he'll give you that production.
Right, exactly. That's exactly how I would phrase it, too.
Yeah. Remember, you can follow him on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. And if you have any fantasy football questions, send them in right now on the AccidentLawFirm.com text line, which is 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Looks like no Alshon Jeffrey. Is this a game where you can count more on Aguilar?
I think Miles Sanders is going to be the guy who picks up the slack for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, Jeffrey looks like he's out, and he's just on the back nine of his career. He might be on the 18th hole right now. But Jordan Howard is also questionable. And even if Howard plays, I don't think Howard is going to be much of a factor. So this is probably a liftoff game for Sanders. And the Patriots, it's always easy to get them in the running game anyway. I don't like Carson Wentz in the spot, but Sanders is the Philadelphia guy. I think he's elevated by the flow of that offense right now.
All right. What's it called? Le'Veon Bell. He's been dealing with the ribs. He hasn't had a great year. The line isn't responding. Is he even a number two back against Washington this week?
Only because there's projectable volume. And that Washington defense is not that bad. We saw them hang in against the Niners. They hung in against Minnesota. But at least when Bell's on the field, you know he's going to get double-digit touches. And there aren't that many guys we can say that about. So it's still, there's a buoyancy there. You know, he's going to be somewhere 12 to 15 on my list. But he's really been a huge disappointment because he hasn't been hurt generally. I mean, he's a little bit dinged up, but he's been on the field and everything gone wrong with you. Darnold had the mono and their backup quarterbacks weren't ready to play. The Herndon thing, waiting for him all season, turns out that never really arrived. So not that much has gone right. Robbie Anderson, what a bad year he's had, but. Bell, you're going to play because you know he's going to touch the ball. I just not confident much is going to happen when he does touch it.
All right. Moving on. George Kittle is out. And, I think, is he out? And Sanders, what's the latest with those two guys? And if they're not playing, there's a severe drop-off. Who can you count on?
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if Kittle played. I think they just want to keep the opponent guessing a little bit. But Kyle Shanahan let it out that Kittle wasn't going to play, and then he backtracked off that. But I would be shocked if Kittle played. And Sanders, probably closer to the outside of questionable. I think Deebo Samuel can step up. Remember, they're not going to have Breida either. So there's a lot of moving parts. Their tackle Staley isn't going to play. And San Francisco, after an overtime slugfest Monday night. Now they come to an Arizona team that gave him all they could handle just a couple weeks ago and starting to play a lot better. Arizona reminds me of the way the Browns were last year when they finished the season on a high note and they became a hot team the next season. Of course, Browns haven't cashed in on that, but I think Arizona will give them a game, and a lot of guys on their offense. I can't touch David Johnson, but I like the Arizona passing game. As far as San Francisco, Samuel is the guy I think could step up with other people hurt, but I do think Arizona will be competitive in this game.
All right, looks like Matt Ryan will play. Does that make Brian Hill any sexier?
It does, you know. Tampa Bay really sells out against the run, and so I think it may be a case of, remember last week, I think Hill had 20 carries for 61 yards, something like that, against New Orleans. He's going to get a lot of touches, okay? No Freeman. Edo Smith is on IR, so again, the projectable volume. You can point to probably 15 touches for Hill right now. Maybe he gets into the 20s. He did have a touchdown reception last week, and I think he has another touchdown catch this season, so there aren't that many guys that we say, okay, he's got the backfield to himself. For the most part this year, what's been wrong with the Falcons is the defense, although it did play very, very well last week. But generally, their offense shows up. I don't think it's going to be pretty as far as a yards per carry standpoint, but because we know the backfield work is going to be Hill and Hill alone, probably with the Falcons this week, he's inside my top 12 at the position. Unless you're loaded at running back, you're playing Brian Hill.
Tevin Coleman, is this a game where you can unleash him?
Yeah, I mean, you wish the offensive line was healthy, but no Breida. Mostert is dinged up. Wilson hasn't really been a factor since he was hurt. So, again, you know, I keep coming back to where is volume we can count on. And he is a Kyle Shanahan offense. They do generally like to go to Coleman in scoring position. It wasn't that long ago. He had a 4-touchdown game. So, problem is, you know, Coleman, he's not really somebody you can do 20 touches to, but I got to figure he'll at least get 10 to 12, maybe 15. So, again, Kyle Shanahan offense, something we can hang our hat on. Arizona, a good matchup. Just you think the Niners should be in scoring position a fair amount of time. So, yeah, Coleman I feel good about this week.
Give me an under-the-radar receiver for you this week.
Yeah, I talked about Arizona coming around. Andy Isabella, if you're really kind
nice
of
call.
Desperate, I think he's like owned under 5% of Yahoo League. No, there's no floor here. I can guarantee you that he's going to do anything. But big catch in the first San Francisco game, and then he got downfield for a big play last week at Tampa Bay. So I think this offense needs more verticality to it. We know Kirk generally has been their guy to move the sticks. Fitzgerald on the at back of his career, a Hall of Fame career, but just about the end for him. I think Isabella can make a big play. He's somebody who I like. Also, Noah Fant, and Andy would say Noah Fant if he were here, my colleague Andy Behrens, Iowa tight end, spreading his wings, had a long touchdown 2 weeks ago before the Broncos hit the bye. You know, Allen, nobody really expected anything of Brandon Allen. You know, half the league is named Allen now, but they go into Minnesota, and I know people will think, oh, I don't want to trust the Broncos offense, but you can play Cortland Sutton, I think, with a modicum of confidence. And I think Noah Fant, a lot of tight ends are hurt right now. We know that Hooper's out for several weeks, so I think Fant will step into the breach.
Okay, good stuff there. As always, what's the best running back option for you in Tampa? Is Jones becoming a bigger part of it?
Yeah, I think it is Jones. I know he had the fumble last week, but here's the big thing for me with Jones. They finally got him going in the passing game. He only had 8 catches into the season, and then last week catches all 8 of his targets. Yeah, Barber's going to get some of the work, but I think they want Jones to be their primary back, and they finally got him going in the passing game. And because he caught all 8 of the targets, because it was so successful, I don't think they turned back from that. I'm not going to say he's going to be LaDainian Tomlinson here. I'm not going to say he's going to be Christian McCaffrey here. But now you can expect 3 to 5 catches a week, and he's going to have at least 60 to 70% of their backfield work. So I feel good about Ronald Jones and Tampa.
I was a fan of his coming out of school, and it's been such a slow start to his career, man. It's just he just has not been able to figure out, and it kind of looks like he's starting to figure it out now. Or maybe they're starting
totally
to
agree.
Figure him out. I don't know which one it is.
But, I mean, last year, you can blame it on the coaching staff. And, you know, maybe just this year it took a while for Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians to get comfortable with him. And, again, it comes down to the passing game. Because the great thing is when you're a running back who gets involved in the passing game, then the game script doesn't matter. where you're ahead, you're behind, you're going to be on the field. So that's the big thing for me, is that they finally trust him in the passing game. And it was 8 catches. I mean, he caught all 8 of his targets. So I think Jones is going to be a strong play this week and probably for the rest of the season.
I would imagine that you've gone out and picked up Ryan Tannehill on all your teams.
On a fair amount of teams. The thing about that offense that's frustrating for me is that they spread out the target so much that's really hard to trust any of the receivers. Sometimes they use 3 tight ends. Corey Davis hasn't gotten off the ground. A.J. Brown is, kind of once every month he does something. Humphreys have done just about nothing until the game-winning touchdown against the Chiefs. But Tannehill runs for 20 to 30 yards a week. Remember, he was their better quarterback in the preseason, and a lot of people wanted to go to Tannehill. I hear people inside the Tennessee locker room thought that Tannehill should have been their quarterback on opening day, but they felt like they had to give one more shot to Mariota. And Tannehill isn't as easy to sack. I mean, Mariota, just about the giveaway as far as sacks go. So it's not the sexiest offense in the world. They actually have a pretty good playoff schedule. But, Tannehill's at least made that offense reasonable. I also think Derrick Henry might be the most underrated player in fantasy right now. I know it's mostly the running game, but he's going to get 20 carries a week. Yeah. He breaks off a long one every once in a while. Former Heisman Trophy winner. I think he's a dynamite player. And in a year where a lot of fantasy stuff has gone wrong, I think there's been more wrong answers than right answers this year. Derrick Henry has certainly returned his value.
Well, no, they finally have committed to him. You know what I mean? It's like usually they always had like another option or something else, and then it looked like this year they finally said, okay, you're the guy and we're sticking with you, and he's had a good year.
Right, and they hardly use Deion Lewis anymore. So it's, again, we look at backfield. There's so few what we call a bell cow, where somebody owns most of the touches in a backfield. There's just a limited amount of those guys this year. But, yes, Tennessee has finally said, Henry's our guy. We're not going to sprinkle around. It's interesting, the opposite of what they do in the passing game. In the passing game, they get everybody involved. In the running game, it's one guy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. All right, you gave me a receiver. Is there a back that might be going under the radar for this week?
Yeah, we talked about a couple of them. I like Hill, who is a waiver priority guy. I like Sanders. I think that with Howard dinged up, I think Philadelphia off a bye, they can get more Sanders going. Also, if you need to make something happen at receiver, one other guy I'd be curious, the Patriots are going to play, or at least activate Harry this week, and they have no verticality in their passing game. Sanu is basically their tight end. Edelman, we know what he does. And those guys are, they have solidified roles right now. But they don't have any kind of a field stretching option. I don't think you can play Harry necessarily, but I think if you have some bench space, whatever, you lose somebody, you have up space to play with. I think Harry's a good guy to pick up and see if anything happens there.
There you go. All right. So tell them what you guys do, Scotty, at Yahoo Fantasy, so you can give people an edge on their competition on Sundays.
Sure. Obviously the staff rankings, which Andy Behrens is a part of, we do a collaborative piece on Thursday where we make bold predictions. I think the bold prediction was Gerald Everett, the tight end for the Rams, who very quietly over the last 2 months is the number 2 targeted tight end. He's become a factor on an offense that hasn't really played that well. And then Fantasy Football Live on Sunday, our flagship program. All your favorite Yahoo people are part of it. I'll be handling the Yahoo Fantasy account and handling start tick questions all the way up until kickoff. So I also do an injury wrap on Saturday, which we know a lot of the stuff we talked about today was tied to injuries. That is fantasy football, is getting to the point of who's on the field, who isn't, who's touching the ball and who isn't. So I'll be handling that in the next 24 hours. So we'll get you ready for kickoff, whether it's with projections, whether it's with injuries, whether it's with the Sunday start sit stuff. Come play fantasy with us at Yahoo Fantasy.
There you go. And follow him on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. He is an absolute stud, always getting it done for us here, along with Andy Behrens. Scotty, as always, good to hear from you, my brother. Much love, and may the big wins be yours, because I know you're in like 700 leagues.
I appreciate that, Bego. Good to talk to you, buddy.
You got it, baby. Be good. There you go. The great Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Fantasy. I don't know how they do it, man. He's like in 477 leagues. And he wins 476 of the championships, which is pretty impressive. I mean, he like gives one away. That's what he does. If Scott wanted to, he'd win all 477, but he's like, you know what? I'll give one away. He's generous that way.
What's the most leagues you've been in at one time, man?
I think it was 5 1 year 6.
Is that not so just absolutely like you're playing against the guy you got over here?
All the time.
Just, man.
All the time. I don't do it anymore. I try to be in one league if I can. Worst case scenario, I'll do a favor and I'll be in a second league. But I really just want to be in one league. And that's it.
The more leagues you're in, the more aggravated you're going to be.
I'm not even playing in the league that I'm in.
I was, you know what? Well, we haven't talked about it in a while.
6-4.
So, okay, so you're taking a couple of hits.
I don't know what happened this week.
Okay. But you're still... Playoff team.
6-4, dude.
You're 6-4.
I haven't even touched the team, and it's 6-4.
No injury replacements. No roster replacement.
Nothing. Last week, my team lost because I think the guy that I don't believe in, he's a running back playing a quarterback, that's my quarterback. Lamar Jackson's my quarterback. I wouldn't have drafted him, but the pilot did. You know, the autopilot did. I didn't draft him.
We know you wouldn't have drafted
him. No, I wouldn't have drafted him because I'm afraid that he's going to break down and because somebody's going to break him in half. Because eventually that's what happens with running quarterbacks. I don't wish anything bad on the kid. I really don't. I'm not trying to say that he's going to get injured on purpose or anything like that, but it's just one of those deals. I'm trying to see if I get that email from Yahoo that tells you what happened over the weekend, because that's how I find out. I can't even get in the damn site to check it out.